Dis-moi que si tu es là, ce n'est pas juste pour mes jolis yeux.
Hello, listeners of A Seat English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Sarah. And today, we're going to give you some more English speaking tips to help you sound more fluent.
对，上期口语类的这个节目呢非常受欢迎。那今天呢我们继续给大家分享 More English Speaking Tips, 帮助你提升你的英文口语流利度。
Yeah, so when you first learn a new language, most people have a few words that they can use in many situations.
Right, 因为词汇量有限嘛，所以呢来来回回的只能用有限的一些词来表达。
Exactly. These words allow you to answer basic questions and be polite to others.
所以呢，也就维持在一个可以 answer basic questions, 回答基本问题的一个层面上哈。最常用的都有哪几个词呢？
Well, in English, five of these helpful words include yes, no, sorry, thank you, and okay.
对，就是比如说这个 yes, no, sorry, thank you, 以及 okay. 的确呢，这五个词可以说是在英文当中最最常用的。
Now, these are great words to use, but as you study English, you should try to use different vocabulary to avoid repeating yourself.
那今天 Sarah 呢，就要来教大家学会 different vocabulary to avoid repeating yourself, 让你的英文听起来更加的高阶。
Yeah.This will also help your language sound more advanced.
Sound more advanced. 那咱们呢就在节目里呢先教大家想要说 yes, no, sorry, thank you, okay 的时候可以用什么其他的地道表达。
So, to help you with that, today we will look at some different ways to say yes, no, sorry, thank you, and okay.
那咱们先从 yes 开始。
Yeah, let's start with yes. Do you like English? Yes.
Yes.
Are you studying English?
Yes.
Yes. Is A-Seat English a great podcast?
Yes. You're repeating yourself. 重复就听起来这个词汇比较贫瘠哈。那可以怎么说呢？
Well, if someone asks you a yes or no question,And you want to give a positive answer, instead of yes, you can say yep, yeah, sure, or of course.
只要是 positive answer, 肯定回答呢，除了 yes 之外，就可以说 yep, yeah, sure, or of course. 那么咱们再细化一下吧，这个 yep 和 yeah 好像听起来更像一类哈。
Yeah, yep.And yeah, are more casual.
更随意 more casual.
Yeah, so if your friend asks you, are you coming to the movies tonight? You can say, yep, or yeah.
Sarah, are you coming to the movies tonight?
Yep.
非常随意哈 more casual. 那稍微正式一点呢 what if you need a more formal yes?
Well, if you need a more formal yes, you can use sure,Or, of course. These answers can be both casual or formal.
Sure, 或者说 of course, 正式随意都是可以用的。
So, for example, if your boss asks you to hand them a pen, you can answer, of course, or sure.
老板的请求，那要回答 of course, 或者说 sure.
But you can also use of course and sure.With family or friends.
家人和朋友呢也可以对他们用这个 of course 或者 sure. 我们举一个例子。
Hey, 翩翩, wanna get lunch tomorrow?
Of course, sure.
There's one other way to say yes without overusing the word yes.
那除了这个 yep, yeah, of course, sure 之外还有另外一种表达方式去表达这个 yes.这个方式呢真的是特别好是什么呢
Well, if someone asks you a question using I do, I will, or I have, you can simply use these verb phrases to give a positive answer.
Native speakers 特别常用的一种就是要用这个 I do, I will, 或者说 I have, 那语法上呢叫做一般疑问句的肯定回答。
So for example, do you like tea?
I do.
Will you have tea with breakfast?
I will.
Have you already had a cup of tea today?
I have.
See? Not every question uses this pattern, mm-hmm. but when it does, try answering using these verbs for positive or negative answers. Mm-hmm. I do, I don't, I will, I won't, mm-hmm. or I have, I haven't.
只要是一般疑问句，不管你的答案是 positive 还是 negative, 都可以用这个 I do, I don't, I will, I won't, I have, I haven't 来回答。那说到这个否定回答哈，那我们除了这个 no 之外，还有什么是最常用的呢？我们怎么样才不会过度的去用这个 no 呢？
So, negative answers. Hey, 偏偏 do you like spiders?
No.
I don't either. Just like yes, there are many words we could use instead of no.
那如果我们想随意一点表达 no 呢？
If you are in a casual situation, try saying nope.Nah, or no way.
No way. 都是特别常听到的哈，这个 nope, nah, 或者说 no way.
Do you want noodles for lunch?
Nope.
Nope. Do you want to buy this shirt?
Nah.
Or if you feel more strongly, you can say no way. Do you want a pet rat?
养老鼠当宠物吗？ No way. 表达一种比较强烈的 no 哈。
Now, what if you need to be more formal?
Nope, nah, 或者说 no way 是在相对随意一点的场景当中哈。那正式一点的 no 用哪些词呢？
Well, there are three more responses you can give that also mean no. Not likely, sorry, and I'm afraid not.
Not likely, sorry, 以及 I'm afraid not.都是可以在正式场合表达 no 的。
So, will you be free this weekend? Not likely.
Not likely. 不太可能。
Will you get promoted soon? Not likely.
Will you get promoted soon? 你很快会升职吗? Not likely. 不太可能。就听起来比较委婉哈。
Yes. Sorry and I'm afraid not are more apologetic.
那另外两个表达 no 的这个 sorry 以及 I'm afraid not 就更加的 apologetic 就是听起来很有歉意的哈这个 apologetic 具体是什么意思呢
Well, you have to say no, but you feel a little bad or you want to be more polite
就是非常有礼貌的一种哈我们举一个例子
Can you help me this afternoon? Sorry, I'm busy.
听起来就是不能去帮忙 You feel a little bit bad
Yeah, or Will you come over for dinner tonight? I'm afraid not I have to work
晚上一起吃饭吧 I'm afraid not I have to work 非常礼貌哈，听起来
Yeah, so when using sorry and I'm afraid not Make sure to add some details after your answerTo explain why you're saying no. So, for example, we said, I'm busy or I have to work.
Yeah, exactly. 那么用 sorry 或者说用这个 I'm afraid not 这种情况的时候呢，后面一定要加一个原因哈。
Will you come over for dinner tonight?
I'm afraid not. I have to work.
Can you help me this afternoon?
Sorry, I'm busy. 大家学会了没有啊？那么希望后面大家讲英文的时候呢想要表达 yes 和 no 可以把这些用起来
These tips will help you sound more fluent
Exactly
Thanks for listening today
欢迎大家留言转发给有需要的人 So this is 翩翩
And Sarah
Goodbye
Bye
Je n'ai pas de rendez-vous plus de rencard que j'ai envie d'accepterAvec toi, c'est évident, je suis prête à ouvrir